The English Montreal School Board, or EMSB, is in election season. On November 3rd, voters will be able to vote for commissioners in their school districts and vote for a chair. There are two candidates running for chair of the EMSB. The current chairperson, Joe Ortona, is seeking re-election after 4 years, and he's being challenged by the president of the English Parents Committee Association of Quebec, Catherine Korakakis. CJLO spoke with both candidates about their respective visions for the school board. Here is Joe Ortona speaking about his decision to seek re-election.
Look at where we were 4 years ago when I became the chair, and look at where we are today. And by every objective metric for which you would use to measure the success of a school board, we are in a better situation than we were 4 years ago. We have the highest success rate in the province of Quebec. 95.9% of our students are graduating.
And here is Catherine Korakakis talking about what got her into the election.
A lot of parents asked me to run, and after careful consideration, I wanted to throw my hat in the race. And there was some stuff that happened throughout the year where I thought I could do better.
Back in 2020, the provincial government's Bill 40 abolished school boards across Quebec. English school boards went to court and argued this act was unconstitutional. The EMSB won, but the Quebec government is appealing the case. The legal process is expected to drag on. One of the things Premier Legault has cited as a reason for abolishing school boards is low voter turnout in board elections. Some in the Anglophone community have stressed the importance of a high voter turnout, but Chair Ortona doesn't seem too concerned.
Using the turnout or the fact that there are a lot of acclamations as an argument to justify abolishing school boards is not something I buy into. The community cares about our institutions. This is the only one that is controlled and managed exclusively by the English-speaking minority, and they're constitutionally protected.
And here is Korakakis speaking about the importance of voter turnout.
Everybody has a voice, and the way that you exercise that voice is to vote. And it's so important that the schools are democratically elected, because then they represent the community they serve, right? You're electing people that you think have your voice and want to do the things you want to see happen with your children, right?
The EMSB is also fighting the province in a few other areas. Bill 21, which prevents schools from hiring teachers and staff who choose to wear religious symbols, and Bill 96 regarding the strict French language laws. Both candidates have said they will continue these legal battles. Here's Korakakis.
There's other people, other groups taking the government to court. It's not just the EMSB. Any one of those people wins the battle, everybody wins.
And here is Ortona addressing some of those legal pursuits.
English school boards have the right to, preserve our linguistic culture. We have the right to preserve, our language, and not only for it to continue to exist, but to be able to thrive.
Korakakis says one of the main reasons she got into the race is mental health.
So for me, it is important and paramount that more is done at the school board level that then trickles down in the schools to help students with mental health, their families. It's super important. That is a paramount importance for me, and not enough is being done. One of the things we would do is more partnerships with the public sector, workshops for parents, creating safe spaces for students.
For Ortona, a vote for him would be a vote for continuing the EMSB's track record of improving student success rates.
But there's a whole makeup of things that happen that allow the success rate to be what it is. It's about how much importance we place on education, how much importance we place on children with special needs, children with IEPs, to ensure that they don't fall behind.
There are candidates running for commissioner positions in each school district. Voting day is Sunday, November 3rd from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Those eligible to vote should be receiving voter cards in the mail.